All right, we're back. This mini sessions. My name is Steve Elzinga, and not that that matters, but I'm here to inspire you to write your own vision statement for your life. Other people do it for other things because it's important. What's more important than your life? So what do we want to do in this session? I want to look at your current responsibilities. I want to look at your current responsibilities because what you're responsible for right now is going to affect the vision that you have. Now, not everything you're responsible for right now needs to be part of your vision statement. Maybe you're responsible for all kinds of things that are outside of what you really want to do. So, but, you know, if you're married, for example, then you're responsible to that person, and you should probably somehow put that into your vision statement. All right, so looking at your current responsibilities. Number one, what are some of your current responsibilities that you wish you did not have? So I guess I was mentioning that. There are things that you're doing. Maybe you're in a job that you just can't stand. It's like, you know, Lord, why am I here? Or maybe in the church, you're responsible for things that really don't fit your gifts, don't fit who you are, don't fit your passion, your energy. And so, see, if you have too many responsibilities that don't fit your vision, then all those responsibilities, they just drain you. They take all the energy out of your life. See, when you have responsibilities, things that you need and ought to do that actually fit who you are, that fit your personality, that fit your passion and your drive and your ambition, then those responsibilities are not a drag on your life. These responsibilities aren't wearing you out. These responsibilities energize you. You know, when I'm writing a course like this, it's not work. I mean, it really isn't. Most of my ministry, I mean, you know, leading a church, preaching on Sunday, the music, the counseling, all the things that go into a church, I always felt guilty for getting paid because this is what I want to do. I want to do this even if I didn't get paid. See, when your responsibilities line up with who you are and your passions and your energy and your gifts and your personality traits and your experiences in life, then it's easy to be like Paul, you know, forgetting the past. I'm straining. I'm pressing on towards the prize, to win the prize. That's easy to do. All right, so what are some of your current responsibilities you wish you did not have? Number two, what are some of the current responsibilities that you love working on? Okay? If you love the things that you're doing, then see, those kinds of things should be part of your vision. And the things that you don't like doing should not be part of your vision. All right, number three. How might both of these shape your vision for what you do with your life? So both can shape your vision statement, those negative things. You know, I know I'm getting you to think about some negative things. There are things that are holding you back that you're responsible for. So think about those things, and then think about how you could get out of those things. See, so in some ways, your vision statement can help free you from all the things that are dragging you down the trail you don't want to go. And then that's how life kind of goes that way. Subtly, little by little, we get this responsibility and then that responsibility, and all these things get dumped on us. And if you're a responsible person, you know, you're a person that when you say something, a responsible person is someone who says something and they do it. If you're that kind of person, people are demanding all kinds of things from you because so many people aren't responsible. So if you're that person, then you probably have dumped on you all kinds of responsibilities at work, at church, at home, at school, whatever, wherever you go. people are looking for people that are responsible. And you're probably that kind of person that can't say no. Someone asks, you could do it, so you say yes. And now you have a host of things you're responsible for. And all the things you really want to do, well, you don't have time. Those things take a backseat. See, that's what writing this vision thing is all about. It's about getting those things that God has created you to do, the vision that God has given you, to make that front and center in your life. And once you have that statement, you have a tool to say no. It's something that I could do. I could do that, but I don't have the time to do that because this is what I'm doing. See, a lot of times we say yes to things because we don't know what else to say. Right? And we don't want to disappoint people. But see, if you have this thing you're working on, then you can say no. And, you know, when I'm working on a course and it needs to be done by tomorrow morning, if someone asks me to do something, I say, well, right now I don't have time. I don't have time because I'm doing this thing. See, that's what a vision statement can do for you. So I want you to evaluate those things you're responsible for, things you don't like being responsible, and then start thinking about how a vision could take you out of those things. And then write down those things that you are responsible for that you love. You know, 3, 4, 5 things that I just love doing these things. And that could give you a clue as to what you should include in your vision statement. All right, so I want you to just sit down and write some of those things down. A little bit of an assignment. Please do these assignments. I know you'll be tempted, I can think about these. No. If you don't write things down, it won't take effect. So I'm pleading with you. Just spend 10 minutes. 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes that could change your life? Take 10 minutes and write down some of these things. And we'll see you again real soon.